HQ Personnel on Stray FM's Business Hub.
So it is once again time to welcome to the studio the fabulous Sarah McBride from HQ Personnel. Hello, Sarah.
Hi, Beth.
Now, let's start with a celebration. I love any reason to have a celebration.
Yep.
That's something that you like to do too?
Absolutely. We are ready to party. The business is 20 years old, which
wow.
I just can't believe.
20 years?
Yes. I know, I don't look that old, surely.
Can you remember when it first started?
Yes.
Remember all that? How did it first start?
I do. It was from an office in Kirkstall Road in Leeds. And I started off with a telephone and the Yellow Pages. That was how, you know, you got new business on in those
just
days.
Just you?
Yep, just me. So, yes, it's come a long way since then. And it's even scarier to think that Helen, who works with me, she's on maternity leave at the moment. She's been with me for half of that time. So It's just shocking how quick time flies.
And you are, for people who might not recognise HQ Personnel, you are a recruitment agency. So you pair people with the perfect jobs.
We do.
20 years is a long time and you've gone from strength to strength. How has that happened?
I think it's because we don't just put square pegs in round holes. We like to get to know our clients. We go out and visit them. We get to know what sort of culture they have. And then it really helps us to match. It's not brain surgery, which is why I'm good at it. it's common sense. So it's matching people to environments. So it's not just about a job specification. It's more about the culture and the ethos and who's going to fit, really.
And next month, when we have you again on the Business Hub, we'll be coming from your boat party.
Yes.
Tell us why you want to celebrate on a boat.
Well, why not? You know, 20 years, it's something to be celebrated. So we're taking some of our clients down the Ouse in York. So we're really, really excited about that. We've got lots going on the boat trip with some of our fabulous clients who've been really, really loyal to myself and the team. So we're really excited about that. Really excited.
So am I. I can't wait.
Yes.
So we'll see you there next month in York on the Ouse.
Yep.
But going back to what it is that you do, your bread and butter, there's a particular opportunity that you want to talk about today.
Yes. On the permanent side, we're working with a fantastic client in Harrogate. They're a financial planning and investment management company.
Wow.
And they're looking for somebody to join their team. The good thing about this business is they don't suffer with attrition, so they keep their staff, which is great. So they've got good career prospects. They've got fantastic company benefits, loads of holidays, just really, really attractive benefits package. And they're looking for somebody on the administration side. And they're quite flexible about the person. So it could be a graduate who wants to gain experience in financial administration, or it could be somebody who's already got admin experience but just wants a move.
Mm.
And that's paying 18 to 21,000 plus these super benefits. So
yeah.
I'm really keen to talk to any individuals who think they might be suitable for that role.
Having benefits like that makes such a difference, doesn't it? It makes you feel good and appreciated and really it makes you enjoy day-to-day life a lot more.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah.
Very much so.
And so what would people do then if they thought, oh, I'll give that a crack, it's a job role in Harrogate, I want to step up or maybe just out of university, what would they have to do?
Pick the phone up. I would always say that.
Yeah.
Speak to myself or Holly or Emily. The three of us are coordinating that vacancy. So yes, give us a buzz at the offices and we'll chat you through it.
Okay. So if they search HQ Personnel online, the number will come right up
it
there.
Will.
Another one as well, we're coming towards summer, so what happens during the summer?
Well, everybody goes on holiday.
Yay.
And myself included. So it's really the season for temporary staff. And for employers to know that, you know, just because they're low on their customer service team or their admin team is a bit depleted because they've all gone off to Tenerife, doesn't mean that their other existing staff should be lumbered with the, you know, the additional workload. food. We've got some fantastic temporary staff who can stand in at a moment's notice. And when I say a moment's notice, it can be something as ridiculous as, you know, 4 hours. If somebody was having a Friday afternoon off on reception and you needed cover, we'd happily cover that for you. Mm-hmm. But we also do more detailed admin temporary work. And the good thing about HQ as a business is we test all of our candidates. So it's not a pass or fail situation, but it means if somebody says that they can type at 70 words a minute, we've actually sat down with them and they've gone through the evaluation to prove that they can. But also it assesses their how conversant they are with Word or with Excel. So we can rate them from, you know, advanced to intermediate to basic levels. Mm. So that's a real strong selling point for us. It's kind of, if they say they can do it, they really, really can because we've tested them.
Yeah, I suppose that would be a risk, wouldn't it? If you just hired directly, I don't think that often happens in an interview situation. So it's a real bonus. That.
It is. You know, anybody can sit there in an interview and sell their skills.
Yes,
and
say, I could tell you I can type 1,000 words a minute.
I did once have a PA, joking apart, many years ago, who said she was an 84 words per minute typist.
Wow.
And she came out at something like 36.
Oh, how embarrassing.
So sometimes I think it's, you know, they may not have a clear understanding of what their skills actually currently are. Mm. It might have been that, you know, 10 years ago they were at that speed, but they've not been doing it. And,
minutes
and
were longer back then.
Yes.
They were always longer.
Seems so that way.
Is it candidates that you're looking for then, or is it places that want to fill some gaps?
Always candidates at the moment, which is so different from, you know, when I started with the Yellow Pages looking for businesses and candidates were in abundance. And now it's the other way around. We've got a fantastic client base, not just in Harrogate, but Tadcaster, Tockwith, which is where I'm from, Wetherby, Ripon. So we just need candidates that are possibly looking for a change and just want to know what the marketplace is like, or students, if you're wanting some money to get you over summer and you know, reduce the student overdraft, then please pick up the phone and speak to us.
And the great thing as well is that you pay fairly regularly, don't you?
We do, weekly.
Get
directly
it.
Into your bank.
Perfect.
Yes.
You can, if you're a student, you're at least you're used to living week by week.
Yes.
In order to go on that night out, this will sort you out.
And the good thing is they do accumulate holiday pay as well.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, it's a great thing to be a temp.
Yeah. Well, Sarah, thank you so much for coming in. I cannot wait to join you on the boat next month.
I know, I'm looking forward to it.
We'll be celebrating 20 years of HQ personnel. If somebody wants to get in touch with you about anything we've talked about today, or just to let you know, I'm bored of my job, what can you do for me? Which is definitely what you do as well. How can they get in touch?
So,
and what's that number?
Yes, it's Harrogate 520220. But if they want to have a look on our website, www.hqpersonnel.co.uk.
Fantastic. Sarah, thank you very much.
Thanks, Beth.
HQ Personnel on Stray FM's Business Hub.